Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Some have speculated,
that you
are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against. Thank you so much.
So I don't know if you saw any of the Joe Biden news conference yesterday. I guess this was supposed to be his proving he can handle the media, where they had maybe 10 or 15 very mild questions that were tossed at him. That was probably the most direct question, if I had to guess. And I was thinking to myself, well, do you remember when they demanded that Donald Trump take a cognitive exam? Mm-hmm. Because there's got to be something wrong here with Donald Trump. There must be. And the White House trotted out Admiral Jackson, his personal physician, who actually administered the standard cognitive exam that will tell you if something's missing. Listen.
We did do a cognitive assessment as part of the exam. That was not driven at all by any clinical concerns I have. It was driven by the president's wishes, and he did well on it.
So the president went out and took the cognitive exam with no questions asked, and then had his admiral stand up and answer every question.
He said, I want you to get out there, and I want you to talk to them, and I want you to answer every single question they have. Two reasons. One is because the president wants me up here, and two, because as of Friday, I was pretty excited about getting up here and talking about his health.
So, again, we can clear all this up. The media seems perfectly willing to take Joe Biden's word for it. Don't you think? They have no. What, sure. Joe, are you suffering any cognitive decline? No, I'm not.
Okay. Move along.
Nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. Instead of the entire press corps standing up and grandstanding, and remember that, I don't know if you remember it or not, but that news conference with Admiral Jackson went on forever. It went on for like 60 minutes. A gaggle of reporters. Mm-hmm. Ask him question after question. And here's the thing about it. If you've ever been in a news conference, here's what you know. After about the first 10 questions, most of the questions are repeated because you've gotten most of the information you need in the first 8 or 10 questions that are asked. And after that, reporters are racking their brains or texting their editors trying to figure out what other question could I ask here. And Jackson refused to leave, so they just kept asking and asking, and it really got to be silly season. Like, well, does he smoke, or what about all of the fast food that he eats?
He continues to enjoy the significant long-term cardiac and overall health benefits that come from a lifetime of abstinence from tobacco and alcohol.
They didn't want to hear that either, that he didn't smoke or drink. They probably don't want to hear that he's got a 6 handicap on the golf course. But they learned all of that and more. Joe Biden, somebody needs to stand up and demand that Joe Biden go take the exact same cognitive test that President Trump did and show us the results.
Mark, no one is going to ask him to do that.
Do that. Literally, he's all they have left. They can't take that chance. No.
Yeah, I know. It just proves that they're the political action committee of the left in this country. That's it's sad.
Sure,
but it's true.
Yeah,
sad. And then that just kind of blows the cover off of it.
That among many things, yes.
Among many things. So anyway, I just needed to play that because that was really, it was a joke yesterday. The guy's been hiding in his basement and refuses to do political rallies because nobody would show up anyway.
Keep hiding, Joe.
Hmm.
Hiding Biden, as Mark says.
Get more at 971talk.com.